So how was that tonight for you?
That's really good. Yeah, no, it's, you know, it was a nice show to come to. You know, the atmosphere is great. There was we had quite a few seats filled tonight. Definitely felt that riding in there. You know, the atmosphere was definitely bigger than last year. Yeah, she was really good. First time at that level, and actually riding to her music. She's not done that before at that level. So yeah, it was very good. A very good first effort.
Did she spook? It seemed at one point where she almost had a definite. It was almost like something caught her eye and she moved.
We think that, I mean, you can never say with these things because she is a little bit green through the movements, but she did seem to make all the mistakes in one particular place, and I have a feeling it was to do with the, what do you call it, that Megatron thing at the top, the big screen that was hanging in the middle of the arena, and every time I went under that, she just sort of felt to just scoot a little bit. So perhaps she was a little bit nervous with that, and that's where a few mistakes crept in. It's never nice to have a mistake in your first extended trot, especially when she can do it for a 10. So, then she pulled back and did some really good stuff. Yeah.
Because some of the other work was just sublime. Some of the extended trots and the pirouettes and the flying changes just looked impeccable.
It was funny actually, because she sort of made more mistakes today in some of the stuff that's actually been, you know, a little bit more there, but things like the canterbury she's had to sort of cram in and learn in 1 week. She was doing, hadn't done a full canterbury until a week ago, so I had to cram that in and teach her that. And then the two times we actually came off really well today, and that's a bit new to her again, sort of learning that quite quickly. The effort with all the new stuff, but you know what it's like when they learn new stuff, then things get a little bit scrambled for a moment with the old stuff. So, she just has to all sink in.
In the in the gap between each competitor, when they were doing the little interviews with the judges, one of the judges said, "I smell gold" when it comes to your horse. How do you feel about that? Do you think she has that kind of gold medal Olympic potential?
There's no doubt about it. She's very special, and you know, if she can, you saw today, you know, if she can go through a test clean, even being green at the level, she's still featuring within the top, you know, the top lot. So when you've got a horse like that, you know, it's very exciting for the future. And you know, if I can get her, you know, up to Grand Prix and doing all the stuff, then there's no reason why she's not going to be scoring high scores.
And when you were just about to enter the arena and you were walking around outside the ring, they gave Anders a score. Does that, are you just in the zone and you don't notice it, or does it cross your mind? Or
that, yeah, it didn't really bother me. To be honest, if it bothered me, I wouldn't have brought her. You know, there's a bit of an age gap between the two horses. You know, Anders' horse is super horses. It's a great horse for the future. But yeah, for me to come here today, it was sort of a personal thing, really, to just sort of try and produce the horse. And I thought it would be a good way of doing one of her first tests at that level in a freestyle form, so that I could, you know, mix it around a little bit. I have a habit of liking to do things in front of a crowd, so we thought it'd be good to come and do it here.